谢谢诗班。
Thank the choir.
每一年十月的第三个礼拜天是我们教会的生日。
Every year when it comes to the third week of October, this is the birthday of our church.
我们谢谢诗班在教会生日的时候唱这样的一首诗歌。
We thank the choir for singing such a hymn during our birthday celebration.
我以为他们今天会唱 Happy birthday to you. 好不好我们用几秒钟的时间跟前后左右的人说两句话。
Maybe we can take a few seconds to say certain things to those in front of you, behind you, beside you.
不要乱说哈，还没有开始。
I will tell you what you should say.
讲两句英文。
Say two sentences in English.
第一句 ,Happy birthday. 第二句 ,Glory be to God. 好吧，我们先练习一下好吧，第一句。先来。Happy birthday, glory be to God. 好，现在开始，四周围。
Happy birthday, glory be to God.
刚才我问孙维新弟兄 ，Happy birthday, how old are you?
Just now, the pastor asked me how old I am.
他说二十一岁。
I said 21.
二十一岁的时候，我是大学毕业。
I graduated from college at 21.
我记得我刚刚从台湾大学毕业的时候。
I remember vividly when I graduated from National Taiwan University.
二十一岁的年轻人不知天高地厚。
I was young and I thought I could do anything.
但是雄心万丈。
I had a lot of ambition.
我是广东人。
I am Cantonese.
广东人常常说里面有革命先烈的血。
Some have commented that in the Cantonese flows the blood of a revolutionary.
所以当我大学毕业的时候
So when I graduated from college,
充满了为国为民族要牺牲小我完成大我的决心。
I had this great ambition to sacrifice myself for the good of the whole.
二十九年来
For the past 29 years,
小我还在
myself still exists.
我不知道大我到底我能够做了一些什么。
I do not really know what I have done for the greater whole.
今年五十岁
I'm 50 years old now.
我的雄心没有减少。
My ambition has not diminished.
感谢主，教会今天二十一岁。
I praise the Lord that our church is 21 years old.
再一次提醒我，带着雄心，属灵的雄心，继续的往前走。
So it reminds me that we should have great spiritual ambition for the future.
所以在过去这一段时间，我一直在祷告。
So I've been praying.
我说主啊，求你在二十一岁教会生日的时候，给我们合适的话语。
I pray to the Lord that He will give us the appropriate words during our 21st birthday.
非常清楚的，主把罗马书十二章放在我的心里。
Very clearly, the Lord put Romans chapter 12 in my heart.
当我有这一段经文在我心里的时候
，When this passage appeared in my heart,
我求主给我从这一段经文能够找出一个合适的题目。
I asked the Lord to give me the proper theme from this passage.
反复的看罗马书十二章一节二节很熟悉的这两节经文。
I read the first two verses, which is well familiar to us.
这一个礼拜我怎么看都看到一个题目，就是侍奉。
But no matter how I look at it, the theme service pops up.
神的话是很奇妙的。
The word of the Lord is wonderful.
也许你在不同的时候、不同的心情、不同的需要，看见不同的供应。
From the same passage, you can receive different supplies.
但是今天，特别是这一个礼拜，我从这一段经文所看到的是关于侍奉的真理。
But for this week, when I read these verses, the theme service comes to mind.
所以我今天早上要跟弟兄姊妹再一次来思想圣经里面，特别是保罗对侍奉的看法。
So today, I would like to meditate along with you.Paul's viewpoint on service.
我们知道保罗在新约圣经里面，他在写书信的时候有一个特别的典型。
You know that in Paul's letters, there is a recurring phenomenon.
在好几封书信里面都是这样的一个模式。
He used this model for many of his letters.
他先写下信仰的理论。
He first writes about theoretical things.
再写信仰的应用。
Then he writes about practical application.
先强调客观的真理。
He first emphasized on the objective faith.
然后提醒主观的经历。
Then he emphasizes the subjective experience.
好多他的书信都是如此。
Many of his letters are like that.
帖撒罗尼迦前书是这样。
First Thessalonians is like.
非常清楚，从三章和四章中间分成两个明显的段落。
Clearly, you see a difference in chapter 3 and 4.
帖撒罗尼迦后书也是一样。
It's the same for Second Thessalonians.
三章五节是讲理论，以前讲理论；三章六节以后是讲到应用。
From verse 5 of the third chapter before is theoretical considerations, and from that point on, it's practical application.
加拉太书五章一节也开始他在生活上面的提醒。
In Galatians chapter 5 starts how we should live.
最明显的，我们都很熟悉的以弗所书第四章第一节，也是一个很明显的一个分水岭。
Of course, we are also very familiar with Ephesians, how in chapter 4 it's a clear differentiation.
哥罗西书也是如此。
The same for Colossians.
在我们今天所看的罗马书，也是在这样一种模式里面，他把整个信仰的布局摆在这十六章的圣经里面。
The book of Romans also followed this model.
第一节到十第一章到十一章。
The first 11 chapters.
保罗提到人与神和好的事。
In it, Paul mentions how man can be reconciled to God.
十二章到十六章。
But from chapters 12 through 16.
前面是与神和好。
In the beginning, he talked about
与神相合。
He talked about reconciliation with God.
然后后面是讲到与人相处。
And then he talks about how we can live among each other.
前面十一章的圣经。
The first 11 chapters.
保罗是回答上帝向人类所发出的第一个问题。
Paul is trying to answer the question that God has asked man.
上帝向人发出的第一个问题是什么呢？
What was the first question that God asked man?
亚当，亚当，你在哪里？
Adam, Adam, where are you?
所以在前面罗马书十一章的圣经里面是回答这一个问题。
So the first 11 chapters is Paul's attempt to answer God's question.
讲到我们人在神面前的地位。
Talked about our position before God.
十二章到十六章呢？
But then from chapter 12 on,
保罗回答神向人类发出第二个的问题。
Paul is trying to answer the second question posed by God to man.
神向人发出第二个问题是什么呢？
What was that second question?
该隐，你的兄弟在哪里？
Cain, where is thy brother?
所以从十二章到十六章是回答这一个问题。
So the second half of this book answers the second question.
前面十一章讲到人在神面前的立场。
The first 11 chapters talk about our position before God.
后面这一部分是讲到人与人之间的关系。
Then it talks about our relation with each other.
过去服侍主二十八年来。
I have served God for the past 28 years.
如果你问我。
If you ask me.
李牧师，你有没有一个最强烈的属灵的负担？
If you can name just one very strong spiritual burden.
如果问的比较这个不客气的话，
or if you ask very bluntly.
李牧师，如果你今天离开这个世界，
Pastorly, if you are to pass away from this world,
在你的墓碑上你要我们写什么字？
What would you like to be your epitaph?
用墓碑的话来描写你一生的心愿，你要用什么样的话放在你的墓碑上？
What kind of words would you like for people to inscribe on your tombstone?
我希望我的墓碑上写这样的字。
I will tell you what I would like.
这一个躺在这里的人，
The person who lies here,
一辈子有一个负担，
has this burden,
要传一个信息，
one message,
到成肉身。
The word become flesh.
因为二十八年来我看见各地的教会。
For the past 28 years I've seen churches all over.
看自己属灵的光景。
I examine my own spiritual condition.
我有一个很强烈的好像马丁路德的负担。
I have the strong burden like that of Martin Luther.
马丁路德的负担是因信称义。
His burden was to justification by faith.
我的负担是道成肉身。
My burden is Word become flesh.
怎么样让今天的教会信仰生活化？我觉得是神呼召我的主要的目的。
I felt that God has called me to examine the question how we can live out our faith.
罗马书十二章第一节、第二节，我们很熟悉的这两节圣经。
The first two verses of Romans chapter 12 is familiar to us.
就刚好在一章和十一章、十二章和十六章最中间的一个承先启后的一个关键的经文。
Seemingly, these are verses that are the turning point between the two parts of the letter.
在这两节圣经里面，给我们看见什么叫做基督徒的侍奉。
From these two verses, we can see the concept of Christian service.
在教会二十一年来，当我们愿意接受建新堂的挑战的时候
，especially for the past 21 years serving the church, as we embark on building a new church building.
我觉得是一个非常合适的时机，让我们重新思想什么叫做基督徒的侍奉。
I feel that this is a wonderful opportunity for us to reconsider.The concept of Christian service.
在中文侍奉这个字可能在英文不一样，在中文侍奉这个字是比较是基督教的一个字。
The Chinese word for service is uniquely Christian.
一般我们在普通的会话上我们很少提到侍奉这两个字。
When we talk with each other on various topics outside the church, we rarely use the Chinese words for service.
因为侍奉这个字是代表教会里面的工作的统称。
Because it represents indeed Christian service.
2000年的教会历史
For the 2000 years of church history,
就是侍奉的见证。
It is a testimony to Christian service.
21年教会的发展
And for the past 21 years in our church,
也是弟兄姊妹群策群力侍奉的结果。
It is a corporate result of our Christian service.
21年有今天这样的情况。
We have arrived at this stage today.
我们不能把功劳归给一个人或者少数的人。
We cannot say it's due to the work of one or a few individuals.
所以我说诗班带我们唱 Glory be to God 是非常的合适。
That is why I said it is very appropriate for the choir to say Glory be to God.
今天我们在这样的一个情形之下
，Today we are at this stage，
是神的恩典在弟兄姊妹二十一年来一同出力侍奉的结果。
It's the grace of God upon us that together we serve and then we come to this stage。
这两节圣经
，These two verses，
讲到跟侍奉有关的两件事情。
Talks about two aspects of Christian service。
第一节讲到神的慈悲。
First, it talks about the mercy of God.
第二节讲到神的旨意。
Then it talks about the will of God.
我们看中文。
Let us look into the Chinese passage.
那个神的旨意中间插了好几个形容词。
You notice that there are a few adjectives talking about the will of God.
神的善良、全权、可喜悦的旨意。
His will that is good, pleasing, and perfect.
所以我们不太注意到到底他第二节的主要的重点在哪里。
And because of these adjectives, sometimes we miss the major verb.
英文很简单，第一节讲到 God's mercy， 第二节讲到 God's will.
It's somewhat simpler in English. When you read it, you see God's mercy and God's will.
今天早上我跟弟兄姊妹一起思想第一节。
This morning I'd like to think about.Verse one with you.
两个礼拜以后，希望跟弟兄姊妹思想第二节。
Two weeks later is my wish to share with you from verse two.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual.Act of worship.
This is your spiritual act of worship. 跟我们中文的翻译有一点点不一样。
So you see there is some difference in the English and Chinese translation.
中文是用 service 侍奉这个字，英文用 worship 这个字。
In Chinese, the word is service, and yet in the English it is worship.
我下一次再来解释这两个字的不同。
I will try to explain the difference between the two next time.
但是今天呢，我们就停在这个中文的翻译，我们用侍奉来看第一节。
But today we would like to use the Chinese translation.
我刚才说侍奉 是指说教会里面的一些工作。
I've just mentioned that the word here is uniquely Christian in the church.
当一个人知道你是基督徒的时候
，When someone knows that you are a Christian.
当一个人知道你是这个教会的基督徒的时候
，When someone knows that you are a member of this particular church.
接下来一个问题一定问你，你的侍奉是什么
？They will ask, "What do you do in the church?"
连非基督徒都知道这样问。
Even non-Christians will ask this type of question.
因为他们知道在教这基督教有一个特点。
Because they know there's a unique point in church.
全民皆兵。
They are all troops.
所有的人都是有职分的。
They all have their individual responsibilities.
这是非基督徒的思想。
This is from the non-Christians.
所以他们就会问我们。
So they will ask.
你是这个教会的会友吗？
Are you a member of this church?
你的侍奉是什么呢？
What is your service?
我们的答案不一样。
And we may give different answers.
我的侍奉是明显的，因为一天到晚站在诗班的位置上。
My position is perhaps clear because I am a choir member.
我的侍奉是隐藏的。
Or perhaps my service is hidden.
多年来你们不知道。
Many years you do not know.
我常常来到教会里面做很多你们不知道的侍奉。
I have served in the church in a hidden capacity for many years.
有的侍奉是要付代价。
Some service obviously has cost.
时间的代价。
The cost of time.
精神的代价。
The cost of thinking.
金钱的代价。
Financial cost.
有的侍奉是轻而易举的。
Some service perhaps seems to be easy.
所以有的人分类说这是侍奉，这不是侍奉。
So some may say this is service, but this is not.
那个要花代价的才叫侍奉。
You can only call those that count cost that service.
站在门口穿得非常的整齐，然后笑脸迎人做 usher， 这不是侍奉。
To be dressed properly and then smilingly welcome people into the church as an usher, that is not real service.
笑一笑是轻而易举的。
Because it's so easy to smile.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
今天我们在教会里面只要摸神的工作跟神的工作有份就是侍奉。
Whenever we can touch the work of God, that is service.
但是我们回到这一节圣经。
But let us turn back to this verse.
我们发现保罗对侍奉他有更高一层更深一层的定义。
He has a deeper and higher definition for the word service.
不错，他从第六节到第八节提到很多不同在我们的观念和经验里面提到有关侍奉的项目。
True, in verses 6 through 8 he talks aboutThe various areas of service.
有讲道的 prophesy.
To prophesy.
有做执事的
To serve.
有主日学的老师的教导的
To teach.
有爱心关怀的
To encourage.
有这个出钱的
To contribute.
有委员会的主席 leadership.
To lead.
有社会福利
And to show mercy.
所以我们看见第六节到第八节保罗大概开始了一直延了两千年到我们今天都知道传统性的对侍奉的分类。
So from verse 6 and verse 8 then Paul started the tradition of categorizing these various areas of Christian service.
但是第六节到第八节起码在中文圣经里面没有提到侍奉这两个字。
But from verses through 8 you do not see the actual wordservice
反而在第一节提到侍奉
and yet it was mentioned in verse 1
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的
this is something that you ought to do
那么这个如此侍奉在保罗罗马书十二章第一节是指什么呢
what did Paul refer to when he said this is how you should serve
将身体献上当作活祭
he was referring to the statement to offer your bodies as living sacrifice.
当保罗跟罗马教会一提到这个观念的时候
when Paul mentioned this concept to the church in Rome,
献身作为活祭
he was referring to the concept of offering ourselves as living sacrifice.
他真正的目的是什么呢
what was his purpose?
他要分别新约和旧约关于侍奉的不同
he wanted to distinguish the difference between service in the Old Testament and the New.
因为旧约的奉献
because when you make an offering in the Old Testament
牛羊鸽子的奉献
it can be a bull a sheep or a pigeon
到了新约的奉献
but in the New Testament
保罗说是我们身体的奉献
Paul says we should offer ourselves.
旧约牛羊鸽子的献祭是死的祭物。
The offerings in the Old Testament are dead offerings.
在献祭的时候要把牛羊鸽子杀了以后流了血以后才完成那个献祭的那个动作。
You have to slaughter the animals and spill the blood before you can make an offering to God in the Old Testament.
但是保罗在这里却提醒我们，我们的祭是活的，不是死的。
But here Paul reminds us that our offering is a living sacrifice.
弟兄，什么叫做祭？
What do we mean when we say a sacrifice?
祭就是献给神的一个礼物。
And that is a gift to God.
从某一个角度来看，当我们把奉献放在教会的奉献袋的时候，
So from a certain point of view, when we make a financial offering to church,
我们把我们一点心意当成礼物献给上帝。
It is a representation that we want to give a gift to God.
所以奉献金钱本身也是一种的祭。
So indeed, financial offering is a form of sacrifice.
既然是献给神的礼物。
Since this is a gift to God,
那么我们这个礼物的目的是要满足神的。
Then our purpose is to please God.
为什么今天在美国人有很多人会神经衰弱？
Why is it that we have so many nervous breakdowns in the United States?
因为我们送礼送到一个地步没有花样。
Because we're running out of ideas for gifts.
生日。
We have birthday gifts.
结婚周年。
Wedding anniversary,
圣诞节
Christmas,
我们要送礼
We need to give gifts.
但是一到送礼的时候就头痛得不得了
But then it's becoming a big headache.
因为已经送了28年了
Because we've been giving these gifts for 28 years.
还要再送
We have to continue.
我已经变不出花样来了
I do not know what kind of new gifts.
为什么呢
Why?
因为我们知道
Because we know.
你要真正献上的礼物是要满足对方的才是真实有价值的礼物。
The truly valuable gifts pleases the person.
不在乎那个东西的贵和贱或者价钱的高和低。
It's not solely determined by the price of the gift.
我常常说到我们教会小朋友给我的礼物。
I have shared with you how children tend to give me gifts.
你知道我把它当成宝贝。
You know, I really treasure them.
要卖的话，卖不了几分钱。
If I were to sell them, perhaps they could be sold for a few pennies.
因为他们的礼物满足我。
But because their gifts satisfies.
所以祭是满足神这一方面说的。
So when we give sacrifices, we want to satisfy God.
那么什么叫活呢？
What does it mean to be living?
就是要把神活出来，来满足神，这叫活祭。
We want to be pleasing to God and to live out God's life through us.
每一个基督徒
，Every Christian，
在这个地上
，On earth，
为了满足神
，In order to please God，
献上礼物
，To give gifts to God，
把神活出来
，To live out God，
这个就是叫做将身体献上，当作活祭。
That is the meaning of giving our bodies as living sacrifice.
所以侍奉是什么呢？
So what is Christian service?
是教会的工作。
It is indeed work in the church.
是教会的职分。
It is indeed responsibility.
保罗这里提醒我们。
But Paul is reminding us.
真正的侍奉。
True service.
请弟兄姊妹注意听。
Please pay attention.
真正的侍奉。
The true service.
是一个基督徒在地上生活的方式。
Is how a Christian lives on earth.
是我们每一个基督徒的 lifestyle 是我们的侍奉。
Our lifestyles on earth is our Christian service.
是今天建堂，我们需要教会很多弟兄姊妹，所有的弟兄姊妹的参与。
Yes, in order for our church building program to go forward, we need all your participation.
但是当我在传这个信息的时候，我心里有个负担。
But as I preach this message, there is a burden in my heart.
除非我们将来在教会里面每一个侍奉的弟兄姊妹
Unless those of us serving in the church,
我们在教会外面的生活形态能够满足神，要不然我们在教会里面的侍奉，原谅我说，可能都是空的。
Can please God in our outside living, then perhaps our Christian service within the church is in vain.
现在你们懂为什么道成肉身对我有那样大的冲击和震撼。
Maybe now you understand why my burden is the word become flesh.
首先，我们看到保罗在这里提到侍奉 的定义。
So we see here Paul giving the concept of Christian service a definition.
就是基督徒的生活形态。
That is the lifestyles of Christians.
所以我非常喜欢在近几年在西方的神学里面有一个这样的词。
So I really appreciate, in these recent years in Western theology, they have come up with this certain term.
叫做 lifestyle evangelism, 生活形态的布道法。
That is the concept of lifestyle evangelism.
除非我们的生活比我们的口先说出见证。
Unless the way we live speaks before our words.
不要随随便便就为主做出口。
Then maybe we shouldn't just randomly say things.
除非让人在我们的生活上看见主，不要让人家从我们的身上听见主。
It is more important for others to see Christ in our lives than to hear Christ from our words.
侍奉的定义。
That is the definition of Christian service.
什么叫做侍奉？
What is service?
第二，侍奉的成员。
Second, the
谁去侍奉？
Who is to serve?
一讲到献身，一讲到活祭。
Whenever we talk about offering and living sacrifices,
我们说这是功夫很高、道行很深的基督徒属灵的人的那一个登峰造极的境界。
Perhaps some would say, "Oh, this belongs to those who are really matured in Christ."
这是你们传道人应该有的境界。
This is, applies only to the ministers.
你们牧师，你们站讲台的人，要把身体献上，当作活祭。
Yes, you preachers, you should offer your bodies as living sacrifices.
保罗在这里不是劝在罗马的教皇。
But Paul isn't trying to say these words to the Pope.
他不是向罗马的监督。
He wasn't trying to speak these words to the bishop.
他不是向罗马的牧师、长老、执事说：“你们要这样把身体献上。”
He did not address these words to the deacons.
圣经怎么说？
What was the word of God?
所以，弟兄们。
Therefore, brothers.
三个礼拜以前。
Three weeks ago.
我们在主日崇拜听到一个新的名词。
We heard a new term.
儿童主日学需要。男的弟兄，记得吗？
Do you remember, there was a plea that in children's Sunday school we need male brothers.
Brother 就是 male, male 就是 brother. 为什么叫做男的弟兄呢？大概是做见证的弟兄太迫切了。
Perhaps it was because the brother who was making that plea really felt the urgency.
因为整个儿童主日学只有两个男的老师。
Because in the whole children's Sunday school, there are only two brothers.
欧永亮牧师在出来奉献的时候，
When Pastor James Au came out to be a pastor,
他是听到焦牧师一篇信息，他受感动奉献自己。
He offered himself up for full-time ministry due to a message preached by Reverend Chu.
焦牧师到东南亚各神学院跑了一趟。
Reverend Chu visited many theological seminaries in Southeast Asia.
他回到美国讲了这样一篇信息。
When he came back, he preached the following message.
弟兄，你在哪里？
Brothers, where are you?
我们需要男的弟兄。
We indeed need male brothers.
其实这句话很有圣经的根据。
Actually, you can say this is biblical.
第一世纪重男轻女不是一个很稀奇的现象。
In the first century, perhaps it was a male-dominated society.
保罗绝对不是一个重男轻女的人。
But then we know that Paul is not a male chauvinist.
但是当时的习俗是这样。
But that is indeed how society is.
他用弟兄们通称罗马教会的弟兄姊妹。
So he uses the term brothers to include both male and female.
包括罗马教会男的弟兄，还有女的弟兄。
So you can say they are indeed female brothers.
所以换句话说，保罗的这样的一个呼吁是向着全教会发出来的。
In other words, this urge of Paul is for the whole church.
只要你承认你是教会的弟兄。
As long as you can admit that you are a brother in the church.
除非你不承认你是这个教会的弟兄。
Unless you cannot say that.
除非你是很清楚蒙恩得救的人。
If you truly know that you are saved,
不然你就不承认你是一个清楚得救的人。
Unless you say, I do not know whether I'm saved.
每一个清楚得救的人都在保罗这里所说的弟兄的范围之内。
When Paul calls you brother, then it includes all those who are clear in their salvation.
谁去侍奉很简单，每一个人都应该是侍奉的。
So when we ask the question, who is to serve? The answer is everyone.
第三
Thirdly,
这一节圣经提到侍奉，不只是提到侍奉的定义，不只是提到侍奉的成员，也提到侍奉的动机。
Not only does this verse refer to the definition of Christian service and says who should serve, also tells us the motivation.
凭什么要侍奉？
Why should I serve?
好多年前。
Many years ago.
有一次教会行政的同工，那个时候是 Shelby， 他告诉我。
Shelby, who was the church administrative assistant, told me this.
他说他在排教会侍奉表的时候，
She told me as she was trying to arrange for the cleanup schedule.
他请一位信徒在主日午餐之后做清洁的工作。
She arranged for a certain believer to help out with the noontime cleaning.
他说他挨了一顿骂。
And she told me, Pastor Lee, I was scolded.
我说，他骂你什么？
I said, what did he say?
他说他在电话里面告诉我。
And she shared with me how this person reacted over the phone.
Shelby, 你不要忘记了。
But Shelby, don't you forget.
我来教会是敬拜神的。
I come to church to worship God.
我不是来教会做清洁工人。
I did not come to church to be a janitor.
我是一个有身份的人。
I am a person of status.
你竟然把教会那样一个下贱的工作交给我。
How can you give me such a lowly position?
弟兄姊妹，我听到了以后。
Brothers and sisters, when I hear this,
我有两个反应。
I have two reactions.
第一个，为着这样的声音、这样的态度，我觉得很难过。
Of course, I was very sorrowful when I heard this.
但是第二方面
，But secondly,
我非常的自责。
I scolded myself.
我觉得第二方面
，But second,
我非常的自责。
I scolded myself.
我觉得今天在神怜悯我在这里带领的教会之中有这样的声音。
As I serve this church, and yet there are such a voice in the church.
很明显的
，Then it's clear.
我没有好的教导。
I have not given good teaching.
很明显。
Very clearly,
我没有好榜样。
I have not given a good example.
弟兄姊妹，一直到今天，我没有怪这个人。
Even until today, brothers and sisters, I do not blame this person.
也许是我的个性使然。
Perhaps it's due to my personality.
每一次碰到类似这样的事情
，Whenever I meet with such things,
我要求对方之先，先要求我自己。
Before I request of others, I request myself.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
让我苦口婆心地劝大家。
Let me try to beg you.
这个社会是先求对方再求自己的社会。
In this society, we first make requirements of others before we make it of ourselves.
但是在主的社会里面，我们应当先求自己，然后再求别人。
But in this society, within the church, we should make requirements of ourselves first before we require of others.
真的。我觉得我没有好的教导，我没有好的榜样。
Truly, I felt that I did not give good teachings or examples.
这几天在准备这个信息的时候
，These few days as I was preparing this message,
这件事情很强烈地回到我的脑海里。
These events came back to me vividly.
为什么会这样
？Why?
除了我的责任以外
，Other than it's my responsibility.
我觉得弟兄姊妹要明白你是为什么而侍奉。
I really felt that we should know why we serve.
我们有好几个侍奉的可能的动机和原因。
There are various reasons why we may want to serve.
一些原因是我们个人的，一些原因是因素是在神那一方面。
Perhaps there are personal reasons, and perhaps there are reasons from God.
第一种可能是我们的职业和我们的习惯。
First, perhaps it's due to our profession and our own custom.
因为你是吃这一口饭的，当然你就做这样的工。
Because this is what you do for a living, it's natural for you.
台湾话、福建话，传道和传度两个字音很近。
Certain languages, preaching and filling your stomach is very similar.
很多我们传道的人说，你反正也是传肚子嘛。
As you preach, you're really trying to fill yourself.
光传道跟他传道哈，差不多，这两个字很像啊。所以你们有这个职业，因为你们有这样的一个身份，所以当然你们侍奉这是理所当然。
Because that is your profession, it's only natural and logical for you to serve in the church.
你走上这条路，你当然你就要侍奉。
You have walked, this, you have chosen this path.
所以为什么过去六年来
，So this is why in the past six years,
教会办福音营。
Whenever we try to have the gospel camp,
那个讲员我们去找平信徒来讲。
We've been asking lay Christian leaders to preach.
让非基督徒看见一件事情。
So that non-Christians can see the truth.
不是因为你吃这口饭，是你传这口道。
It's not because you are living from the preaching.
有一次我碰到福建省一个地方的人。
I met someone from the province of Fujian.
那个地方叫做古田，古时候的古。种田的田
translated as the old field.
那么他们告诉我，古田人出很多传道人。
And some told me from this particular village, there are many preachers.
他说当然嘛，这个从名字上就看得很清楚嘛。
And he said it's so obvious, you can see it from the name of the village.
因为古田这两个字都是一样的。
Because the word old field are the same.
是一个口一个十字架。
It's a mouth and then the cross.
那么谷呢？十字架在上面，那个田的十字架在里面，就不同在这里。
The only difference is in one case the cross is on top, and the other case the cross is inside. 所以
古田人出来，很多人就是用口来传扬十字架，所以我们出很多传道人。
So it's obvious why people from this village become preachers.
但是有一个古田牧师告诉我。
But then one of the preachers from the village told me.
讲不好听。
Also, this is not right.
就是我们是靠十字架吃饭的。
It's like saying that we depend on the cross for our livelihood.
所以我们也在侍奉。
So we serve.
弟兄姊妹，这不是不好啊。
This is nothing bad.
那既然上帝把你放在这一个行业和习惯，你的侍奉当然也是一种的侍奉。
If God has called you to this particular task,
另外一种动机。
But what is another type of motivation?
是我们的兴趣和负担。
Perhaps it's due to our interests or our particular burdens.
我喜欢孩子。
Because I like children.
我当然教主日学。
So I teach children Sunday school.
如果我不是教会的主任牧师。
If I were not the senior pastor.
如果我是一个信徒。
If I were a lay Christian.
我一定很挣扎。
It will be a tremendous struggle.
因为我很喜欢唱歌。
Because I also like to sing.
我一定要参加诗班。
I want to be a choir member.
但是我很喜欢孩子。
But then I also love children.
我一定要教儿童主日学。
I want to teach children Sunday.
可能我结果会这样。
So I might end up this way.
一个月跟黄师母参加他的诗班。
Perhaps I'll join the choir for one month.
那么一个月参加李正冠康带领的儿童主日学。
And then for another month, I will join in the children Sunday.
这是我的兴趣，所以我有侍奉。
This is my interest, that's how I serve.
很多时候我发现教会有人不侍奉。
Sometimes I find people not serving in the church.
我就很怀疑他的兴趣在哪里。
Then I would question, what is that person's interest?
也许这个人毫无兴趣。
Perhaps this person isn't interested in
anything. 他只有一个兴趣。
Only one interest. He wants to sit during the Christian worship.
他只要来做礼拜就满足了。
He is satisfied by just sitting.
我喜欢帮助人。
I like to help others.
助人为快乐之本。
Because it's the source of joy for me.
我 就参加 host family 的侍奉。
So then I would join in the program for host family.
从兴趣决定我们的侍奉无可厚非。
It's very reasonable for us to decide on our service from our interests.
明年我们要进到新教堂。
Next year we'll be moving into our new.
新教堂在哪里呢？
Where is this church?
在乐辛顿。
In Lexington.
三天前，我的同工把一份 Boston 的华富的这个山板报给我看。
Three days ago, another coworker shared with me this news article clipping from Sampan.
麻州佛教会，佛教的教会，经过一年寻找建庙的地点。
The Chinese, Buddhist Church of Massachusetts, after 1 year long of seeking a site for their temple.
目前找到位于乐辛顿的一座典雅的白色教堂。
Have located a pretty white church located in Lexington.
作为该会未来弘法聚会理想的道场。
It's an ideal site for them to share what they believe in.
你看到这一份，你的反应怎么样？我不知道。
I do not know how you respond when you read this.
以一个基督教的牧师，本教会的主任牧师看到这一份东西，我的感觉你也不会知道。
I think you cannot fathom how I feel as a senior pastor in a Christian church when I read this.
我告诉你我的反应是什么。
I will tell you.
这一下去乐辛顿有的好做了。
This will be a great challenge to serve in Lexington.
让我们在这样的一种同胞需要真理的情形之下，让我们为主大大的出力。
Perhaps we should, in fact, respond even greater to the needs of our brethren soul.
这是一种侍奉的动机。
This perhaps is a motivation.
你看见报纸，你就愿意把自己更多的摆上。
Because you see this news article, you're willing to give more.
两个礼拜前我到 Toronto 去。
Two weeks ago, I was in Toronto.
我的妹夫带我去看，这个 Toronto。
My brother-in-law took me around。
他说这一条街叫做宗教街。
He said this is known as Religion Street。
有犹太人的会堂。
They are Jewish synagogues。
有回教庙。
There are Muslim mosques。
基督教有很多派别的教堂在这里。
There are many Christian churches of different denominations。
还有一个佛教的庙。
And there's also a Buddhist temple。
我说我要看你的庙。
I said, I want to see the temple.
他说不要了，你是牧师，怎么跑到庙里面去，多不好。
And he said, you are a pastor. How can you go to a temple? You shouldn't.
我们停在外面替你看，然后告诉你里面是什么好。
We can stop outside. We can go in, and then we'll tell you what it's like out, inside.
我坚持要进去。
But I insisted on going inside.
当我进去的时候
，As I entered,
我有很多很多的感触。
There's so many things stirring in my heart.
我发现佛教庙里面比我们基督教的礼拜堂里面肃穆、严肃来得神圣。
I felt a real sense of solemnness in this Buddhist temple.
我感谢主，在乐辛顿有一个将来有一个佛教的庙。
I praise God that perhaps in the future there will be a Buddhist temple in Lexington.
不讲积极的在真理上面传扬福音。
Because it gives us a activeStrength for preaching the gospel.
我希望对我们将来的新堂有许多的提醒。
Perhaps it will also be a reminder to our new church.
提醒我们更尽力的去侍奉。
To remind us that we should serve God even more earnestly.
这是从我们的角度来看侍奉的动机。
These are perhaps from our personal viewpoint why we serve.
从神的角度。
But from the viewpoint of God.
因为神的严厉和神的奖赏，我们要侍奉。
Perhaps because of God's reward and punishment, we should serve.
诗篇第二篇十一节提到这样一句诗人的感觉。
In the second psalm, the psalmist said,
当存畏惧侍奉耶和华。
Serve the Lord with fear.
Serve the Lord with fear. 我们用一种战惊、恐惧、害怕的心来侍奉神。
We serve the Lord with trembling and trepidation.
不错，这是旧约的精神。
Yes, this is the spirit of the Old Testament.
我相信也是许许多多基督徒良心里面的故事。
But I think this is applicable to many of us.
我们的侍奉。
our service,
我们金钱的奉献，
our financial giving,
我们在教会里面摆上时间，
when we give time in the church,
出于奖赏的感觉，出于畏惧的心情。
Sometimes it comes because of fear and because we like to be rewarded.
我们有时间讲例子。
I cannot give you too many examples.
刚才提的动机，
the motivations that we have mentioned,
都曾经是我们侍奉的动机。
Perhaps have been our motivation.
保罗在这里没有定这些动机的罪。
But Paul isn't trying to condemn these motivations.
但是保罗在这里给我们一个更高的一个侍奉的动机。
He is giving us a higher motivation.
让我们的侍奉能够更持久。
So that we can be in a long-standing.
让我们的侍奉的品质能够更高。
So that our quality will increase.
这个动机是什么呢？
What is this motivation?
上帝的慈悲和大爱。
The mercy of God.
保罗说，我与上帝的慈悲劝你们。
Paul says, I urge you in view of God's mercy.
上个礼拜，王牧师在这里讲保罗三劝。
Last Sunday, Pastor Wang was sharing with us the three admonitions of Paul.
记得吗？
Do we remember?
第一个，
What was the first one?
不要骗，不要骗。第一个不要骗。
Do not lie.
第二个不要偷。
Do not steal.
第三不要睡。
Do not sleep.
很好，我们听了大家都很高兴。
You were perhaps all very pleased.
因为王牧师不像我讲到，他有很多很多的故事。
Because Pastor Wang has a lot of stories.
哎呀，我们都坐在下面听得非常的享受。
So we really enjoy his messages.
今天是保罗的第四劝。
I would say today is the fourth admonition of Paul.
我以神的慈悲劝你们。
I urge you, brothers,
将身体献上当作活祭。
Offer your bodies as living sacrifice.
使我想到约翰福音二十一章。
I'm reminded of John chapter 21.
约翰要侍奉。
John wanted to serve.
他要先明白主对他的爱。
But he has to first understand the love of Christ to him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
盼望每一个人都侍奉。
It is my wish that all of us will serve.
全民皆兵。
All of us are troops.
我们都在侍奉的里面有份。
That we will all participate.
感谢主，教会里面有两位执事努力了将近一年。
I praise the Lord that there are two deacons who have been laboring for the past year.
今年的成绩是他们找了33个以前从来没有教会侍奉的，他们愿意加入教会的侍奉。
And through their many efforts, 33 people who have never served in the church before are willing to join in this year.
他们两个人的胃口不大，今年他们的目标是40个，是不是？肖清志弟兄，40个。
The goal for this year was to have 40 people join in. We will reach this goal if 7 additional people who have not served before are willing to participate.
他们两位执事的辛劳，我们都非常非常的极赏。
And we really appreciate their labors.
但是我觉得我站在台上要跟他们配合。
But I feel I really should be partners with them.
要把侍奉的动机缘由要说得清楚。
To share with you clearly why we serve.
弟兄姊妹，为什么侍奉比如何侍奉来得重要。
It's more important for us to know why we serve than how we serve.
如何，这为何侍奉比如何侍奉来得重要。
The why is more important than how.
昨天吴牧师在选执事的时候的祷告，我觉得很有分量。
I was touched by Pastor Wu's prayer last night, before we cast the ballots for the deacons.
我不知道这个要怎么翻译，不过中文讲的是铿锵有声。他说
，He said,
主啊，我，主啊
，said Lord,
我们不是选出几个执事来代替我们侍奉。乃是选出几个新执事来带领我们侍奉。
He said, "We are not electing people to serve for us, but we're electing people to lead us to serve together."
我不知道你们昨天来的人听到没有这句话。
I do not know whether these words struck you last night if you were here.
Oh, 我真的站在这里 struck me. 那整个这两句话好像大锤一样打在我的心头。
But I was truly struck by those words.
我们选出执事来，不是代替我们侍奉。
We elect these deacons not to let them serve in our place.
如果我们选出执事来代替我们侍奉，我们的侍奉官还是旧约的。
If this is our sense, then we are still belonging to the Old Testament mentality.
你懂我的意思吗？就是说，用牛羊鸽子来代替我，这不是一种代替的侍奉吗？
In other words, you're using these deacons as if they were the bull, the sheep, and the pigeons.
有些人用金钱的侍奉来作为代替的侍奉。
Some have used their financial contributions as their service.
我出钱，你做事。
I will give money, you can do the actual work.
这是代替的侍奉。
This is the service that... So the deacons are not serving in your place.
执事是带领我们侍奉。
They are to lead us to serve together.
弟兄姊妹，因为神的慈悲，所以我们献身侍奉。
Because of the mercy of God, we give ourselves to Him.
因为我们献身侍奉，是要带出神的慈悲。
And because we do this, we can show the love of God.
再讲一遍哈。因为神的慈悲，所以我们献身侍奉。
Because of God's mercy, we're willing to give our bodies.
因为我们献身侍奉，是要活出神的慈悲。
And because we give our bodies as living sacrifices, we bring forth the mercy of God.
让弟兄姊妹好好的思想关于侍奉的道理。
It's my wish that we can all think about the truth of these words.
我知道有些话语当时听不太容易真的明白它里面的意义。
I know that sometimes listening to certain words at that moment do not bring forth the full impact.
教会最近这几个月来
For the past few months,
我们的小书房有一个服务。
In our little book room downstairs, we have a special service.
我们把每一个礼拜天讲完的道马上在下面做 copy, 要卖给弟兄姊妹。
The messages for that Sunday could be copied right away to be sold.
你们马上到楼下去登记等一等他们就可以把今天的信息可以给你们一份。
You can go downstairs and place an order. If you wait a few minutes, they can make a copy for today's message right away.
今天的信息。
Today's message.
从我心里面出来。
It comes from my heart.
从我心里面出来，因为是从天上放在我的负担里面。
Because this came from heaven.
容许我大胆地说。
Allow me to say this.
我需要弟兄姊妹多复习这样的信息。
I need all of you to revisit this theme.
也许你说今天还没有讲完，要等下个礼拜再讲完。
Perhaps some of you may say, well, you haven't really finished. We still have 2 weeks to go for the second half.
更好，你能够买一套。
Good, then you can buy both of them.
或者可以寄给你的朋友，或者是有病不能来聚会的弟兄姊妹听。
Or perhaps you can order these tapes for those that you know couldn't come because of illness.
亲爱的弟兄们
，Dear brothers，
我以神的慈悲劝你
，I urge you in God's mercy，
将身体献上
，to give your bodies，
当作活祭
，as living sacrifice，
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的
，it is holy and pleasing to God。
你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。
This is reasonable for you to serve。
我们一起唱133首。
Now let's respond with singing hymn 113。
133首，许多弟兄姊妹知道这首诗歌是我最近这一年非常偏爱的诗歌。
Hymn 133，
特别是英文。
This is one of my favorite hymns recently.
我们唱第一节和第五节的英文。
Let us sing the first and the fifth stanza in English.